Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Let's go!
Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Amy, you watch Stranger Things, the new season?
No, but my daughter did.
Massive. I don't watch it. I like season one, even season two, but for some reason, I just stopped watching it. I'm not even a hater. Yeah. I kind of wish I'd hung in there, but now there's so many other shows, I don't want to get involved in this one. But the big story is, there's a song called Running Up That Hill that's an old song, and the artist has made so much money off of it. So it's Kate Bush, and it's played from back in the day because Stranger Things is set back in the 80s. So because this song is massive again, she's made so much money, like millions of dollars in streaming.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's a really cool story. And so if you go back, though, here's the question for you guys. And so I don't want to do a spoiler here, but the character on the show is 15 years old. This song is on. It's her favorite song. What about us here? What is your favorite song when you're 15 years old? Can you go back to that year? Because I have mine. I'll give you a second to think about it. So I was 15 in 1995, and I was kind of in that weird stage of kind of alternative and country at the same time. And so Clay Walker, and love Clay Walker, but This Woman and This Man, 1995.
Oh, yeah.
Jam. You forget how much you love this song until it comes on. And I sing this one really good in the shower. right in the vocal range. So this is 1995. My other two are, I was a massive Hootie and the Blowfish fan. Hold My Hand. Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Like their first monster song. Knew every word. In love with Hootie. Still in love with Hootie. In love with Darius. Kiss him on the lips right now. Love Hootie so much. Played that Cracked Review record so many times. The tape. Like the song titles were starting to fade out because I was just flipping
on the actual tape.
It's awesome. Yeah. So this, and then Sheryl Crow, Strong Enough.
Are you strong enough to be my baby?
Tuesday Night Music Club, this record that it was on, album. It's amazing. I still think it's amazing. So 1995, for me, those are those songs. Amy, I've given you a little time here. 1995 for you, what do you got?
Well, so in 96, I was 15.
Okay. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me.
Change for everyone.
Yeah,
right.
I'm a year younger than you.
Yeah. So I should be in Mensa. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was either listening to Tupac or George Strait, and so I got to go with Carried Away.
I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes.
15 years old, Carried Away. Eddie?
Oh, man, this is a big year for me. It was 1994. This is when I discovered my favorite band of all time, Pearl Jam, because I didn't know the earlier stuff, but when Better Man came on the radio, I'm like, I love this band.
And the song was so good.
Yeah, dude, Better Man
she
for me.
She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a Butterman.
And at first I thought it was Butterman. I'm like, ooh, I gotta find that Butterman song. And I would go to the record store or the music store at the mall and be like, can I find the Butterman? They're like, what are you talking about? Well, we finally got to it. It's Butterman.
Lunchbox?
Oh, it's easy. Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise. This song was awesome. Yeah.
What was that movie?
Dangerous Minds.
Yes.
And this, you were 96.
I went and saw it the night it came out with Kathleen, Lauren, Forrest, and then we were just like, wow, that song is so deep.
You and Kathleen Moore have a thing or what?
No, Kathleen, well, she was prom queen, yeah, and I was prom king, but we went to the Great Hills Theater. It was a good time.
Why do you sound creepy even
what
that?
Happened?
He's like, no, there was no thing, but it was a good time. Let's go over and open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've always tried to be a supportive wife of my husband's first love, golf. He plays every other Sunday from May to September, along with 3 weekend trips in between. This year's a little different, as we have a 3-year-old, and I'm currently very pregnant, due August 1st. He has a weekend trip coming up in the middle of July with his brother, which I've known about since April, and I've agreed to let him go as a last hurrah before the baby. The problem is now that my sister and brother-in-law have decided to come home that same weekend to have their daughters, my goddaughters, baptized. I asked him to come home just one day early to be here for the church service, and he says I'm making him feel like my sister is more important than his brother. I know my family will complain about him essentially choosing golf over his niece's, wife's, goddaughter's baptism. I see both sides. I'm not sure how hard to push on this. Signed, semi-supportive golf wife. I don't see his side. Don't see his side. There's no side of his to see. He can do 50 million golf trips the rest of his life. How many times does family come in and get baptized? That's a deal. Listen, I love golf. Love it. But it's not like it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip to go play Augusta. He's going with his brother to Hilton Head Public Muni. I don't know where he's going. But if you have family coming into town and a family member is getting baptized and you've asked him to come home one day early, he needs to put his big boy pants on and come home one day early and be at this. I think it's a different conversation. I don't know how different, but it's a different conversation if it's like his dying grandfather and they're playing golf one final time, or they've been they're going out to California, they're gonna play Pebble Beach and they hadn't got to do that forever. And even then, you can do that anytime. Do it next year. I hate having to stick up for her in this situation.
Because you love golf.
Yeah, because somehow my wife gets a clip and play it back for me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Eat your words.
But some things are just bigger than golf. A day playing golf or a trip with your brother playing golf. You can do that anytime. And also, why are you gone in mid-July if your wife's pregnant August 1st? Don't even do that. Yeah. Aside from the baptism, don't even do that. Yeah, I'll go back in the email a little bit. Just sit this one out, buddy. I know you love golf. Play at home. Lunchbox, remember when your wife was really pregnant?
Yeah, well.
You went to Vegas. No, just follow me here. You went to Vegas.
Yeah, we had a bachelor party, 3-day bender.
Last hurrah.
Last hurrah with the boys. I mean, drank a ton. Mm-hmm. Got home. Next day, she went in labor.
Next day.
Perfect.
Next day.
If it's close, if you're a couple weeks out, you shouldn't be leaving. Play golf with your brother at home for a couple of days. On this third day, you need to go to this baptism. That's what I'm saying. You can disagree. I see Lunchbox shaking his head.
Yes, I disagree. He had something planned before the baptism was planned. So they knew.
I'm not even. It's a double whammy. It's her being pregnant and almost baby time and the baptism.
Right.
He doesn't need to be gone anyway.
The baptism, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal to be at the baptism. Memories with your brother is more important than seeing some niece or nephew get baptized that whatever. There's going to be 50 people there and no one's going to remember who was there and who was not there. Go make memories with your brother. Your wife gave you permission. You gave him permission a long time ago. Your sister should have planned the baptism another day. I'm team husband.
Yeah, I'm not, because if I could listen to that, if it was just a baptism and she wasn't pregnant, about to have a baby in 2 weeks.
And luckily, if she's got family around, if she goes into labor, she's got a lot of helpers.
No, she needs to have him there. Just like you, probably shouldn't have gone on that trip, too. and you know that.
That's a good trip, man.
Yeah, but you got back, and you were still a little drunk, and you still had to go.
Dude, I was falling asleep during the labor.
Yeah. So I'm with you, semi-supportive golf wife. You tell your husband he's not going to like it, but he doesn't need to go. You could go into labor at any point. Play golf at home. You'll let him do that. Heck, go to the baptism, play golf in the evening that day three. Play after the baptism. Get your game in. Just have your brother come to town. That's where it is. I'm not bending on this one. This is an easy one. You may have a kid early and he's on four. He's on some weird hole somewhere on an island green. And you got a second kid coming in. All right, I'm on team semi-supportive golf wife. Tell him to come home. If he needs to talk to me, have him give me a call, all right? All right, that's the mailbag. Thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Here's a voicemail from Tina in Indiana who, and we're going to hear from Abby later because she performed last night at the airport, but Lunchbox was just giving her the business. And he's like, I can't believe you're going to go perform. You ain't making any money. You ain't that good of a singer. Just giving her the business. Yeah.
That's what airport singers are, not that good. That's the good thing about them.
So here is a voicemail from Tina in Indiana. Go ahead.
This is for Lunchbox. At least Abby is getting paid for what she loves to do, whether it be $25 or $50 a night, whenever she sings. At least she's getting paid. You have to actually pay to be on the Zoom class for acting. I'm pretty sure it's not real. But anyway, good luck, Abby.
Nice call.
Mm-hmm. Got him.
Like, our callers will come back hard and strong. Go ahead.
What do you mean? Yes, it's called taking lessons. I mean, Abby should take singing lessons. She should probably pay for those to help her singing.
Hey, Abby, have you ever taken a singing lesson at all?
Oh, man. When I was a kid, I did.
Yeah. Oh, see, there you go. So she paid.
But she did take lessons.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And now she's turned that into actually making money, which you haven't done.
Okay.
Great comeback. All right, Abby, thank you.
Yeah. Got him again.
Hey, Abby, by the way.
Has she thought about taking more lessons?
I've thought about it, actually. I mean, you can always improve.
Absolutely. I have friends that are artists signed to labels, and they still take singing lessons.
Exactly.
So, no shame.
Well, that lady, well, you're shaming me for taking acting lessons.
No.
Tom Hanks takes acting lessons.
I don't know that that's true.
He probably did a long time ago.
Secondly, you're the one that started this beef. She's saying Abby is now making money doing what she loves while you're still paying in.
Okay.
Speaking of Abby, Eddie and Scuba Steve have convinced Abby to go on vacation by herself.
Yeah.
Abby, is that true?
They did.
What was that conversation like?
Well, we talk after the show, and Abby was like, you know, I just don't think I'm going to do anything for vacation. And me and Scuba were like, what are you talking about? So we started talking about Key West, and she goes,
where? Key West?
Key West. Okay. And she goes, I've never been there before. Dude, we talked it up over and over, and she goes, at the end of our conversation, she was on the computer booking a flight.
You booked a flight? You're going to Key West by yourself?
I am. Let's go.
I've never been, so I can't say, you know, good or not. But what are you going to do?
Explore everything. I've been online looking at everything. I booked like a cruise deal, like a on a catamaran.
Let's go.
You know? Oh, that'll be so fun.
Yeah.
I've done vacation by myself before.
How was it? Oh, boy.
Well, I did it because I went to work, right? I was finishing one of my books, and I thought, well, if I go far away to a place and I don't know anybody, I'll write here, and then in the day, I'll go and vacate. So when I did, and I'd be like, hey, we take a picture of me to somebody, they'd be like, yeah, sure. Where's? No, just me.
Oh, yeah, that's gotta be awkward.
And eventually, it sucked. And then eventually, you're like, I mean, I'm by myself. I'll just stay in my room, watch TV, and work. But I love that you're able to kind of stretch yourself out a little bit and go do it. I think you'll probably have more fun than I did. I'm a bit more neurotic than you are.
I can't believe I did that. I'm very easily convinced, and they were just like, oh, you should do it. I'm like, okay.
So you're going to, how many days?
Five.
Wow.
That's too long.
Oh, is it too long?
But that's fine.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a little surprised it's five, but that's okay. We can do this.
Wow.
Yeah, you can do
five
it.
Right?
I think actually it could be very.
I mean, three max.
Wow.
See, the way I look at it is like, I haven't gone on a vacation by myself in 14 years. I've had four kids, like married. Man, so vacation for me is like, what do you guys want to do? What do you want to do? And then we decide, all right, we'll go do this. You go by yourself. You're like, what do I feel like doing today? Nothing.
But
all
that's
right.
Your dream because you're experiencing exactly. The opposite. She can do that already right now.
And who can she talk to? Nobody.
She wants to find
everyone.
A family to go with.
She might not need to talk to anybody.
Abby, it's going to be cool.
Uh-huh. But that's what I said when he said that to me. I was like, but my dream's to go with someone.
So you switch. She goes to your family, Eddie.
I go by myself.
You go to Key West by yourself. Abby, it'll be good. It'll be a growth.
I hope so.
A time of growth for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Wow. How's her band going to survive for the next 5 days?
He'll be good.
That's true. We'll get the update on Abby and her band, and they played at the airport last night, coming up in a little bit. Let's take a call from Olivia in Fort Campbell, Tennessee. Olivia, you're on the Bobby Bones Show.
I was just curious why you left Matt Kearney off your Mount Rushmore list of songs.
You're absolutely right, and I'm an idiot. And again, thankful to the callers. But what I was doing was I was listing, and this is just kind of off the top of my head, Caitlin and I's Mount Rushmore of songs through our time together, from meeting and dating and getting married and even now. And I left Matt Kearney off, who we went to a Matt Kearney show, and when he played this song right here, come on and we'll see. That's when Caitlin said she knew she loved me, when the song was playing. What was it? And so, and then he played at our engagement when I proposed. And you're right. I just missed swing and a miss. Olivia, I'm glad you called in.
That's what I'm here for. Don't worry about it.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, so your husband in the military?
He is, yes.
I'm seeing that here. It says he's active military. Where are you? Where is he stationed?
We're at Fort Campbell right now. We just moved back from Fort Bragg, actually.
What up?
Well, I would like to, if you would let me, give you a little something here. So I'm going to give you a $500 gift card to Home Depot. How do you feel about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Feels pretty good. I like that. Yeah. So $500 to the Home Depot. Now, listen, more than 35,000 Home Depot associates and veterans or military spouses are there, and they want to give back to veterans. It's very personal for Home Depot. The Home Depot Foundation has donated more than $400 million to veteran causes. So what we want to do is get you and your husband $500 to the Home Depot. Will you use this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he will have ideas that I don't know, but they have a lot of stuff at Home Depot, so I'm sure we'll be just fine. That's very kind. I wasn't expecting that, so thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. So stay on hold, and we're going to get you this gift card. And tell your husband we said thanks for serving. We appreciate him and appreciate you, too.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. So she'll go on hold, Ray. The Home Depot Foundation supports housing initiatives for our nation's combat wounded veterans, veterans in need of critical home repairs, and veterans at risk of homelessness. And together, we're able to help out veterans here on the show. So pretty proud of that. So thank you very much. Bobby
Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Ashley McBride shared a statement on Facebook that she is not performing for a few weeks for some personal reasons. The post said she will share details for her return to the road as they become available. Scotty McCreary said his dog Moose is training him to be a parent.
He's training us because he's testing my patience. Mama's fine with it, but I'm like, buddy, I just talked to you about this. We got to go outside. He's not grasping that yet. I don't know why he can't understand what I'm saying to him, but maybe one day.
Miranda Lambert shared the good news that her mother, Beverly, is now cancer-free after being diagnosed with breast cancer in September and undergoing treatment. I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Amanda and Paul flew over 4,000 miles from Orlando to get married on an island in Scotland. It sounds fancy, but they had been planning this dream wedding for over 2 years. So their dream started to crumble a little bit after their plane was diverted to Philadelphia. A detour that led to 3 days of delays. Man, that's a lot of delays. I've been delayed. Yes. Never 3 days. But with airports right now and pilots canceling and sick. And so they were stuck in all these airports. So they finally get to this island, 11 p.m. the night before their wedding. They're going to get there 4 days ahead. But 11 p.m. the night before their wedding, their luggage didn't make it. Luggage is weird because you get shipped all over. They got to get that luggage. And I tell you, whenever I've been moved, I've never got my luggage at the right time. So they get there. They don't have any luggage. So they were like, well, I guess we have to cancel. And they were going to call the whole wedding off until their wedding photographer said, hey, hold on a minute. The wedding photographer who lived in the town went and said, hey, do you guys have some clothes? Do you guys have this? Gathered everything they needed. That morning, they showed up with everything. Clothes, cameras, everything. Yes. And so they had from the wedding dress all the way to a kilt set.
Wow.
For the people Amazing. To wear. And one of her friends even came and did makeup, the photographer. And they had the wedding. And then they went to somebody's house for dinner that also said, hey, you can have our house.
That's so cool.
So that was pretty cool.
Love it.
It wasn't even like a neighborhood that knew her, right? Yeah. Some of these stories are like the neighborhood comes together to raise rent for someone who's... They
Complete
were just
strangers.
Just heading over for a wedding, and everybody came together and helped. It's an awesome story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
So according to scientists that have studied many brains over many years, here's a rundown of the ages that you max out at certain things. Now, you can still do them now, but if you wanted to learn this or try this, they have the age where you peak. Learning a new language. Do you know any other languages?
Spanish. I took 8 years in school.
But do you know Spanish?
Un poquito.
So just a little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when did you feel like you were really nailing the Spanish? What age?
Oh, probably 7th grade.
So 13 or
maybe
so?
Maybe some college.
Yeah. Learning a new language, you're best at that at age 7.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
That's yeah. Right. 7th grade is my youngest.
I tried at 25 to learn Spanish, and I did Rosetta Stone, and I was Amadio. And I was doing it all. I was, like, seeing it and, you know, doing the sitch. And then I realized all my friends were Hispanic or Mexican, so I just need to hang out with them more. And that's what I did. And that's where I learned more, was just being around them.
Yeah, immersion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, like sort of immersion.
And listen to you now.
We were still in Texas. Yeah, yeah, listen to
well,
me
that's
now.
Well, that's why, I mean, my dad grew up in South Texas, and he's was literally fluent, like could have full-blown conversations in English or Spanish.
But I did like season 2 of that thing, and I was like, I'm out. I'm tapped. I can't do anymore. The next, attractiveness. When do you feel that you were your best looking?
Were.
Mm-hmm. What age?
Okay. Could it, probably 21, 25. But that's my guess for this study.
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, okay.
We're not guessing for 40. The study.
I like where I'm going inside and out with age.
But that's not what we're talking about inside.
Again, I said
attractiveness.
Inside,
okay. No, we're not talking about inside.
40.
You're going to stay with 40?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eddie, you?
Oh, come on, dude. 21, 22. Like, not now. Absolutely not. This is the worst I've ever been.
What? Eddie, that's not true. Bugs.
I would say 25.
Okay. Wait, what about you?
Right now. Come on, Bones, hit him.
Well, here's the situation here. I feel like I'm in as good a shape, really, as I've ever been in. I'm lucky that I have all my hair.
Yes, you are.
And I'm lucky that I wear big, dark glasses, because any eye aging, you don't see it. Covers it all up. Any sort of like the little wrinkles in the side of the eyes. I have great vision. I've been lying to you guys for years. I just wanted to hide it all.
Okay.
I don't know. Probably 33 or 34. I feel good now, like a close second. But 23 years old is when your metabolism is functioning the best. You're in your best shape. So most attractive is at 23. Finding a partner for marriage. What do you think the best age to do that is?
30.
Oh. Yeah, I'd say late 30s. I'd say 37.
Late 30s? Yeah, I mean, that's not
bad. You figured everything out.
As I got older, I was very thankful.
That's right.
That I didn't do something stupid and get married before, because I never even liked anybody. But I could have been like, oh, it's where I come from, everybody gets married quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not saying that it's bad to wait till that age or not be married at that age at all. It's just I feel like for this study, that will be late.
26.
It's rising. It's rising.
Yeah, finding a partner for marriage is when your career is settled.
No, it's not.
Settled.
Never.
Golly, no way. And you're starting to have a little money saved up. Nope. Again, 26, broke. Running a marathon. When did you run your marathon?
I was 20.
20?
20.
20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ever run a marathon?
Mm-mm.
And I would say that was pretty rough on my body. So
running a marathon, when your bones are strongest and your endurance is at its best, is age 28.
Oh.
And if you look at the runners, the long-distance runners, they're older.
Yeah, they are older.
Yeah, they're older. Remembering faces.
Oh, 18.
20.
32, because you know you put some time in, but also 32 is when your memory starts to slightly start declining, so peaking at 32 on faces. I was watching a story about a guy who has a disease where he can't remember a face. He doesn't know the difference in faces.
Wow.
He can see it and lock in and have it then, but as soon as he looks somewhere else, it comes back, he doesn't remember that face.
Crazy.
That's crazy. I wonder if you have like a sense of like remembering voices then super.
Yeah.
You know, like a bat has sonar. You can, since you can't, you just remember, that's what it is. It's all voice texture. Vocabulary, when you'll know the most about your particular language. Like when you have the most words, you say the most words.
40.
Oh, 50.
So you're not there yet. So I'm asking, yes.
You would have to learn.
Yeah, I'm not,
You keep learning.
This is one where I'm like, what do you think it will be?
The older, the better, 60.
Yeah, 71.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well.
And then psychological well-being, when you're the most content and satisfied. Where do you peak at that? What age?
Oh, my gosh.
21.
Not right now, Eddie?
Oh. No, probably right before you die, right?
82.
Yep.
Oh, I was going to say 60.
It's 82, and that's higher than the average lifespan in America.
Yeah, 78 and a half.
I guess you're just, at 79, you're just like, house money, baby.
Let's go.
Eddie, speaking of that, I just felt a little something from you there.
Yeah.
How is it going with therapy on BetterHelp?
Good, man. Yeah. So
not a commercial. Hey,
not a commercial.
Not a commercial.
But we've done multiple sessions, and now I brought my wife into it. How cool is that?
To like, your own.
We were just having therapist? Conversations, and my therapist says, "Hey, would your wife want to join? You know, a couple of these sessions." I said, "I'll ask her. We'll see." She did, and now she's been joining me. She's gone on two of them with me.
That's cool. So Eddie just gets on his phone. It's therapy on your phone.
Yeah.
Do we have a code, Mike? Because this is not a commercial, so I don't know what to tell our listeners. But BetterHelp.com is where you go. I think maybe /bones if you want like 10% off. That's usually what it is. But yeah, it's great because you can set it up. You know, do it on your phone. You don't have to video if you don't want to. You can. But even my therapist, because I have therapy later today, he gives me the option. Hey, if you want to bring your wife in for some of the stuff, you can.
Right.
I never do.
Do you even ask your wife, or do you just say?
Oh, what?
Do you ask your wife if she wants to do it, or do you just say, nah, she probably won't do it?
No.
Yeah. I was like that too.
I'll never run by. It's an option.
I was like that too.
I'm like, he never wants to see you. What'd you say, Ray Mayer?
Yeah, /bones and then 10% off first month.
Guys. Nice.
BetterHelp.com/bones. You like it, though.
Yeah, man, I love it. Yeah, I mean, we're still going to keep doing it, so it's good.
It's just me in a mask.
Man, he sounds really familiar.
Eddie's doing therapy with me. He has no idea. I've set it up. This is all one big elaborate prank.
Oh,
it's not, but BetterHelp.com/bones. That age thing is from Business Insider. I thought that was super interesting. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2-liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks. Play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Would you say at this point in your life your best days are in front of you or behind you?
In front of me.
And then you did a face like you don't believe it.
No, I do.
No, you did. You said it, then you didn't believe it.
Because it makes me feel bad about the years that are behind me, because some of those were good too, but I think that the best days are still to come.
Lunchbox?
Oh, behind. I mean, listen, I was prom king. I was drinking champion at 21. I partied so hard. And now I'm just like, I'm here, and I'm happy, and I'm good. But I mean,
you didn't have your kids in.
I know.
You didn't have your wife then.
I understand. Yeah. But life was so fun then. Now it's more like,
yeah,
okay, you take care of the kids, you wipe their butts, like, oh, okay, like, it's cool, but it's more about them than it is me. So my best days are behind me.
Yeah, we're talking about little ages you peaked at a minute ago, but this is just generally better things to come or were the best things already behind you. Eddie?
Man, like, the days back were great, but I always had responsibilities, school, work, whatever. I cannot wait to retire and do nothing. So my best days are ahead of me.
That's weird that you look forward to retirement. Oh, to me, it's weird.
I can't wait to do nothing,
Bones. I never want to retire.
Yeah, I know. That's the difference between you and me.
The difference is, I guess, I really enjoy what I do.
Well, no, I do too, but
I think you enjoy it for a job.
I think for me, when I look at the calendar and there's something on there, I'm like, oh, I got to do that today. Okay. So it messes with my brain. But if I wake up and there's nothing on my calendar and I can go play golf if I want, I cannot wait for that.
That stresses me out.
Have you been setting up your retirement? Like, do you know what age you could stop working?
No chance. I don't even know if I have savings. Like, you really.
being a goal, you should start working towards that because it doesn't just magically happen.
Yeah, because you're so, you lit up when you said the word retirement. Yeah.
Dude, I cannot wait. I played golf with an old man the other day and he said he had just started retirement and he was gleaming.
The problem with retiring is you're old and about to die.
Exactly. That's why our best days are behind us, guys. We're closer to death. That is it. Bobby just nailed it. Like, when you're 21, 22 years old, you are thinking about the next night out, the next, you know, girl at the bar. You're not thinking about, oh my gosh, I am mortal and I'm going to die.
Yeah, when I retire, I don't want to retire, but I'm going to say if I ever retire, I'm going to be like, dang, I'm only retiring because I'm old.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That to me is freaky. And also, I just love my job so much, I would do it forever.
Well, I don't know about that, but well, so you would say your best days are behind you too.
I wouldn't. I'm a weird one. I think my best days are right now. I think right now is thrive time. And I think I've only got a little bit more right now, and then it starts to probably go down a little bit. But I feel like right now I'm really kicking time in the butt.
You're living it then.
I got a foot right in the rectum of time.
Okay.
And it's just sitting there rocking.
Okay. That's a lot. The analogy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like the next 3 or 4 years, I feel like prime time. So I'm going to go with now. 38% say the best is yet to come. I think it's a pretty positive outlook. 14% say, oh, one of theirs is right now. I didn't know I was a part of that one. And 27% say their best days are behind them. So that's from YouGov America. I just, retirement, and you're looking forward to it. I understand the concept of not having to work. I think I would look forward to retiring, though, right now. Like, if you're going to have a dream,
yeah,
wouldn't it be cool to just retire right now?
Oh, yeah, but that's not possible.
It sounds like it's not going to be possible if you ever retire.
You
don't even know if you have a savings account.
Right. I didn't work on that.
Yeah. Here's a voicemail from John in Virginia.
I will be 75 years old, and on the 29th, I will be a 54-year survivor of thyroid cancer. I'm retired from the military after 22 years, and I work for the Richmond City Police Department as a civilian for almost 17 years. And I do ballroom dancing as a hobby. Hey, Bobby, tell everybody hello in the studio. Take care.
That is a full life.
Yeah, I love it.
Beat cancer, police department for almost 20 years, military, and ballroom dancing.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
That's amazing. Hey, John, we have your number here in our little database since you called and left a message. So I'm going to call you back. I love your story. I'm going to get you a $500 Home Depot gift card because I think it's pretty cool. I think your story, all you've been through, all you keep... And ballroom dancing? That was hard. You guys laugh. I had to do that crap. If you've never done it, it's impossible. Really hard. So I'm going to get you a $500 Home Depot gift card. Hopefully, you can go get yourself some cool stuff there. Make your house a little nicer. You know, from us and Home Depot, more than 35,000 Home Depot associates are veterans or military spouses. So giving back to veterans is personal for the Home Depot. So thank you to Home Depot for that. And John, thank you for the call. Pretty amazing there. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A mom in North Carolina was cleaning out her basement and her daughter was nearby. She's super young and she came across a cassette tape and the daughter called it ancient history and thought you had to shake it to make it work. And here's a clip of something the mom recorded.
What did you just ask me?
It looks like some ancient history storyteller.
This is a cassette tape. This is how we used to listen to music and how we recorded music from the radio. This is how we saved music. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
You're dead serious. You don't know what this is.
You like pull it or something?
No, you have to put it in a cassette player.
The cassette tape to a kid now is the record to us. Meaning we were like, wait, what? You put this big flat thing on a record? It's a weird thing. And then it started to come back a little bit when we got older. And now cassettes are coming back a little bit now just because they're old for another reason. But yeah, cassette tapes are kind of funky looking if you don't know what it is. Yeah. Yeah. All right, what else?
A poll found the top things that annoy us at the office.
I'll is number one when Lunchbox farts in the glass room?
Nice, that's a good one.
For everyone?
That's, well, no, this is a universal poll, so
yeah, same
everybody
thing.
Works
I figured everybody would hate when he does that. Go ahead.
So, people not calling out when they are sick.
It's funny you call it calling out.
Oh, but it's well,
calling in.
Yeah, it just depends in. Where you are. Simply like, I'm calling call out sick. And I'm like, I usually call in sick. Is that a different thing?
Well, they
yeah.
show up to work when they're sick. That's basically it.
I don't like that. Huge. That's a rule here. If you're sick, don't come in. Yeah. Don't want you. Don't need you.
Gross bathrooms.
Okay. We don't have hot water in our bathroom.
Yeah, that's not good.
And that's
yeah.
gross, so I subscribe to that one.
People who leave dirty dishes in the sink or the kitchen area. It's like messy.
Okay.
Office gossip.
You know, the thing about the kitchen here is it's not so bad anymore. We're basically the only people left in our building.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else moved. Like, we're in a building all by ourselves. We're squatting now at this yeah. point.
We really are because we don't even have parking anymore.
Nothing. They're doing everything to make us move.
Construction is happening and it's so
loud.
But
we're not moving.
We ain't leaving.
Yesterday, I had to ask the workers to please take a lunch break because I had to record something. They did.
You had to go talk to the construction workers?
Well, I had Tim help me.
Okay, well, then you didn't. Okay, you sent
okay.
Okay.
Okay, so office gossip makes the list. Co-workers talking too loudly, and then old computers and IT issues.
All right.
And then Jimmy Allen, he's hitting the road with Carrie Underwood this fall. So he was asked about his tour rider, and he's got some pretty normal things on his list that he wants in his dressing room, like Pop-Tarts, sparkling cider, Honey Graham crackers. But then the unusual request is brand new American Eagle underwear.
I get it. I used to request red socks everywhere I went because I would wear red socks every show, but then I didn't need a new pair everywhere, but sometimes I'd forget them. But if I just requested them, I would never forget them. And then I went home and I'd have two drawers full of red socks. Still do. Have so many pair of red socks.
Well, Jimmy told Taste of Country that he likes to wear brand new underwear when he goes out on stage. He said it's just something that feels good.
I'm going to tell you why that's not a good idea. Straight out of the package, you don't know what sort of bacteria or chemicals are on them because Ooh. They've been in a package.
Whoa. I didn't think about that part.
Jimmy's like, I get all these underwear, but I have a rash always. I'm like, he's like, I can't explain it. The cool thing about like a Jimmy opening for Carrie or a Dan and Shay opening for Kenny Chesney, because those guys aren't really opening acts. They do their own shows. But what's great for them is obviously the venues are bigger. They're playing, Dan and Shay are playing football stadiums. Jimmy's playing arenas. But they're basically making the same money that they make or a little more when they headline. And they actually make a lot more money because they don't have to pay for like what they call backline, the lights, all the trucks to get stuff there. They show up with their band and just play with all the equipment that's already there. So not only are they getting paid the same or a little more, but they're not paying back in because it's very expensive to tour. And so they make, in this situation, a lot more money by not being the headliner.
It's awesome.
Pretty cool work if you can get it.
Yeah.
I wanted to be Kenny's opener. He wouldn't let me have it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So there's a fishing tournament in Clearwater, Florida, and there's a crew that goes to their spot. It's about 100 miles off the coast. They're fishing for a few days, and then the storm comes out of nowhere. They did not expect it. Lightning comes, boom, boom, it's all over the boat. Finally, one of them, boom, hits the boat. 7 members on there. Not one of them got hit, though, luckily, but it struck the engine. There was a minor fire on there. They're like, oh, my gosh, we're stuck out here. We don't know what to do. So they get on the radio. They're like, help, help, mayday, mayday. We're stuck out here. SOS.
Do people still say mayday?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
my husband was going down in a plane. He said mayday. And I was like, that seems so weird, but it's literally what you say.
That's
mayday.
The last resort.
What is mayday? Mayday means like this.
I know
is...
what it means, but what does it mean?
Maybe our last day.
That could be it.
Oh.
Like, I know what it means.
There's no way that's an emergency.
I get it. Sorry.
Mayday. Mayday.
May.
Maybe my last day.
So anyway, finish your story. So mayday.
So they could go mayday, mayday.
SOS.
SOS. Coast Guard is like, we got you loud and clear. We're coming. And they start, I mean, they say that when you're looking for a boat, it's like a needle in a haystack. So they keep hitting this little button that's like, ooh, distress, distress. So they can find the exact location. The helicopter finally finds them. They lower down the ropes. They get 7 members that are on there all safely in the helicopter.
They have to pull them all up in the rope?
Every single one.
You know, we went 80 miles off the coast whenever I did my Nat Geo show in San Francisco. And so it's called Breaking Bobby Bones. It's on Disney Plus. And I went with a fisherman. And it took us forever. forever.
Dude, how crazy is it when you look back and you
There's nothing. There's nothing but water.
For miles.
Yeah, I can't imagine being stuck. And I thought, if this boat goes down and I have to swim, I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
You just float.
I have no idea what's going on. Well, I'm glad that they're all safe.
It doesn't say in the story, but now I'm wondering, like, what do they do with the boat? Just abandon it?
No, it's done. It sinks. It has to sink. Like, they just leave the boat out.
You can probably tow it back if it's not too damaged.
100 miles?
It's a long tow.
Yeah, but there's a lot of boats in a lot of places. Somebody could grab the boat and bring it back.
Well, what's crazy is in the video, they're filming themselves on the boat, like, going through the storm, and they film when they get struck by lightning. It goes boom, and the camera drops and everything. And then when they get rescued, I think I'd really stay on the boat because they're spinning. That little thing is spinning.
That rope. It's like a swing. When it gets too many times around, they're just, that looks awful. Well, I'm glad that they're all safe.
Yes, me too.
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for the Morning Corny, but on Thursdays, we do the investigative Morning Corny, which Amy gives us the joke, and we have to figure it out. 90 seconds on the clock. Team, are you ready?
We're ready.
Put your thinking caps on.
Come on.
Investigative Corny, go.
The Morning Corny.
Why doesn't Garth Brooks shop at Home Depot?
Friends in Low Places. Go to songs.
Thunder Rolls.
Home Depot.
No,
dance. Lowe's. Friends in Lowe's.
Friends in Lowe's Places? They're pretty good.
That has to be good.
Because he has Friends in Lowe's Places.
Why doesn't Garth Brooks shop at Home Depot?
Because he has friends at Lowe's.
Just friends places. At Lowe's.
Friends at Lowe's Places?
It has to, I mean.
It's gotta be, right?
That's the only thing that can be.
But if we're wrong, we lose. We
the
can't
dance.
Go. Let's think of some other songs here.
I feel like we're.
The house.
Home.
The river.
We got it.
Calling Baton Rouge.
No.
Friends in Lowe's Places.
Yeah.
You feel good about
yes,
that?
Yes, Friends in Lowe's Places.
Amy, Friends in Lowe's Places.
I thought that was going to stump y'all. Yes, because he has Friends in Lowe's Places.
All right, let's go.
Okay,
one down.
Come on.
Why did the photo go to jail?
Why did the photo go to jail? Prison.
Photograph.
Sentence.
Graph.
He phonograph.
What's the...
Framed him.
He's framed.
Love it.
Amy, he's framed. What is it?
That could work, but that's not what I'm looking
what
for.
What do you have?
It's not what I have.
Oh, dang. Okay.
What's the lie detector test called?
A polygraph?
Oh, okay. That's not it.
Why did the photo go to jail?
Why did the photo go to jail?
Because the frame.
I think if it's framed, guys should have said yes.
Yeah, I would have given it to you.
Yeah. So we got to move to something else.
Okay.
What else do pictures do? It was uploaded.
Pictures developed.
Had a case.
We're not going to get it.
We're not. I'm not feeling it.
Polaroid.
Polaroid. Snapshot. Frame. Dang.
Picture go to jail.
It was framed. We'll go with that.
You're still sticking with that one?
I mean.
We don't know that one. Ray, hit it.
The Morning Corny.
Why did the photo go to jail?
Shot. Somebody was shot?
It took a shot.
Why did the photo go to
shot
jail?
Somebody? Somebody was in a shot?
You just asked
it was it shot
back.
At?
What is it?
Ask me back. Okay. Indecent exposure.
Huh? That's pretty good, too. Yeah.
Would have never gotten that one.
Hey, listen. On Thursdays, I got to start bringing the hard ones.
That's a hard one.
Y'all.
That's really hard.
Those days you wipe me out 5 in a row.
We feel good about those
sets
days.
Me back
hey, we still got it, though, Eddie.
Yeah, let's go. Clear eyes. Full hearts can't lose.
We'll take our victory and take it into a Thursday. All right, know your numbers, boys. So on yesterday's show, I said, Lunchbox, how many letters in the alphabet? He was confused for a second. Finally got around to 26, but I was surprised that wasn't just in there. I said, Eddie, what 7 times 7? He's like, 22, I don't know. Surprised that the multiplication tables just weren't in there.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Know Your Numbers and up for grabs. $20 cash right here. Look.
Listen to it.
Woo!
Dang, that's heavy.
Yeah.
That's
a new, and what does $20 do?
Make you holler!
$20 makes you holler. You'll get the same 10 questions. We'll send Lunchbox to the isolation booth, and Eddie, you'll go first. If you get all 10, you get double.
Dang.
Ooh.
If you don't win anything, though, if you get less than 7, even
right.
If you win.
Right.
All right, so Eddie to the stage, Lunchbox to the isolation
right,
booth.
Here we go.
Know your numbers. 10 questions, Eddie, which, by the way, for these 10 questions, I'm going to give you 90 seconds. That should be plenty of time. You just can't sit and stall, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't know it, you should pass and we'll come back to it.
Do I need pen, paper, calculator, nothing like that?
You can have none of that.
Okay.
None of these are so hard that that's the situation.
Okay.
Ready.
Ready.
90 seconds on the clock. Know your numbers. Question number one. I'll start the timer when I finish the first question.
Okay.
Eddie, what is 3 times 4?
12.
Correct. How many food groups are there, Eddie?
4.
Incorrect. What is 35 divided by 7?
6.
Incorrect. What's 20% of 50?
25 would be 50%. Ah, that's going to mess me up.
What's 20% of 50?
50. 20% of 50? 15.
Incorrect. Matchbox 20 said, at what time must they be lonely?
3 a.m.
Correct.
I know that.
Good. What's the square root of 64?
Six.
Incorrect. How many squares are there in the Brady Bunch theme song on the screen?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 squares.
Correct. 3 questions left, 20 seconds. How many nickels are there in $2?
20.
Incorrect.
Yeah!
How many ounces are in a pound?
I don't know. Is it a Coke can or a pound? 16.
Correct. When counting by threes, what number comes before 15?
3. Counting by threes? 3.
Time.
6. 9. 12.
Time. You ran out of time.
But it was 12?
It was 12.
Dang, I knew that one.
You got 4 right.
Well, it's terrible.
Mike, I have them at 4 right.
So I don't even get a chance of the 20.
Well...
No.
But I could still win the game.
You could still
win
the game.
And be smarter than Lunchbox. Yeah. I like that.
I'll tell you what, if whoever wins, I'll give you 5. Even, okay. Even if you...
Thank you. That's very nice of
you. You need something. You need something, okay?
$5 make you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
$5 makes you mumble? I don't know.
Yeah, break into hives.
Scratch. All right, Eddie, go back to your chair. Nice job. There's Eddie with 4.
Okay.
Hey, nice job for just showing up,
Thank
you know?
Thank you, but that was so bad.
All right, if we'll bring in Lunchbox from the isolation chamber, which also doubles as my office. Mostly it's a chamber.
Yeah.
But the chamber.
And I have to go away, right?
Yeah, you can sit in here. Oh, you've already heard the questions. Yeah. You can sit in here.
Because I already know the questions.
Yeah. And I'll give all the answers in a minute or two.
No, I'll give all the answers.
I didn't want to say while you were going because it would have wasted your time.
Love it.
I'm not going to tell you what Eddie did, but we asked him 10.
Okay.
We asked him 10 questions. How many do you think he got?
Probably 4.
What?
You think he only got 4?
Yeah. I think he's pretty dumb.
I'm a pretty dumb, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Lunchbox.
All right.
You have 90 seconds, which is plenty of time to answer the
90
questions.
Seconds.
So you don't have to rush. And if you don't know it, you can pass. We'll come back to
so
it.
So if that's 10 questions, how many seconds per question is that?
You tell me, Lunchbox. That's a number.
You're already doing math.
Don't waste your brain power.
All right, here we go, Lunchbox.
All right.
You have 90 seconds.
Okay.
It's all about numbers, not all math.
Yeah.
Know your numbers.
Yeah.
10 questions, 90 seconds. I'll start the timer when I finish the first question.
Thank you.
Lunchbox, what is 3 times 4?
12.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, how many food groups are there?
7.
Incorrect. Lunchbox, what's 35 divided by 7?
5.
Correct.
Woo.
Lunchbox, what's 20% of 50?
20% of 50? Oh, my God. That's a 50. Half would be 25, so we'll go 20.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Matchbox 20 said at this time they must 3 be lonely. Okay, good. What's the square root of 64?
8.
Correct. How many squares are there in the Brady Bunch in the opening theme?
There's 3, 6, 8. Is Alice on there? 9.
Correct. How many nickels are there in $2?
Nickels in $2? That's 120. No, that's 100. 200 divided by 5. 20.
Incorrect.
40.
Lunchbox, how many ounces are in a pound?
16.
Correct. When counting by threes, what number comes before 15?
12.
Correct. Hey, Mike, how do you do? What'd you have? 8. Okay.
Oh, I crushed him then. There's no chance he got eight. There's no chance. There's no way. I don't know what was the nickel
but,
one.
But Lunchbox Eddie wins easy trivia all the time.
I don't care.
Hold on, I'll go through the answers here in a second.
The nickel
I'll get to them. I'll get to all
that
the answers.
That was so the way you asked it, I'm like, I have no idea what you're asking me.
The question was how many nickels are in $2?
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. There's 100.
Well, what I would do in my mind, I would go, okay, how many nickels are in a dollar?
Like, I don't know.
I would
know,
immediately cut it in half.
Oh, there's 20. Mm. And that's what I said. Yeah. Oh, so I need
20 times 2 would have been 40. Yeah.
I know how to do percentages. That's how I'm a good tipper.
Okay, Eddie.
Yeah, man.
He probably got 4. There's no way he got more than 4 of those.
Eddie.
What's up?
Tell him how many you got.
Bone. Lunchbox, I got 4. This is the worst day of my life.
You guessed 4.
This is terrible.
You should get a bonus for guessing his number right.
Is that funny to you?
Like, as he's going, are you guys just laughing at him?
Some of them were funny.
Yeah.
So, like, the...
Let's go through the questions.
I would love to hear his answers.
He didn't pass on any. That makes you feel any better.
Okay.
May have been a better
game. Oh, I guessed.
Yeah, yeah. 3 times 4 is 12, obviously. So, there you go. You both got that one right. The food groups. I said, how many food groups? Lunchbox guessed 7. I'm interested to think... What were you thinking there?
I was just looking at that pyramid, and I feel like there's 4 along the bottom, 2 in the middle, and then 1 on top.
So, there are 5 food groups.
Oh.
They are fruits, vegetables, grains...
And dairy.
Proteins, which are meat, any protein food, and dairy.
I guessed 4.
So, fruits and vegetables are now separate. From when we were kids, there were 4 main groups, and
now fruits and vegetables are separate food groups. Why I guessed 4.
Oh, sure it is.
What's 35 divided by 7? Eddie missed this one. The answer is 5, because 7 times 5 is 35.
Yeah.
20% of 50.
Oh, that one's a tough one.
Can I share how I made it easy in my head? Because it was hard for me too at first. And then I thought, oh, picture myself out to eat with a $50 bill and I want to tip 20%. So I would take the 5 times 2 would give me 10.
The answer's 10.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Just do this. If some percentage, especially if it's easy numbers like that, 20% of 50 is 1/5.
No, that doesn't.
Yeah, that's hard.
What's 50 to 50? 10?
That's
how I would have done.
Got it. I tried to go to 100 and then do 40%
that
of
100. That also works. Yeah.
Nah, because it's a weird number.
Let's go here. Let's see. Matchbox 20, 3 a.m.
We nailed that one.
Number 3. Yeah, nailed that one. Square root of 64. Eddie missed this.
I have no idea what square root is.
It's 8.
Boom.
64. What times itself is 64?
Yeah, he said it was...
What square root of 4? What's that?
2.
Nice.
2 times 2 is 4.
Yeah, now we just taught you...
Yeah, but the higher the number, the crazier it gets.
Yeah, so that's 64. We didn't go 300.
It's tough, man.
Okay. I agree. It's tough. How many squares in the Brady Bunch? It's just a tic-tac-toe board. So, 9.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Think about it. Broop, broop, broop.
Oh.
And Alice goes in there at one point.
Yeah.
That's why I had to think about it, and I had to guess that she did make an appearance.
How many nickels are in $2? It's 40, because if you just did $1, that'd be 20 times 2 is 40.
That was a tough one.
That was really hard.
Good. How many ounces in a pound? 16.
We got that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Both of you nailed that one.
Almost guessed 12.
Hey, and then the tall boy got me. You know what I'm saying?
When counting by 3 is what number comes before 15. Eddie would have got it, but he ran out of time.
You ran out of time?
I did.
You were like a minute 20, so you were cutting it somewhat close.
Oh, yeah, you were reading them kind of slow. I mean,
no, it wasn't, but you did good. 8 out of 10. Are you ready to holla?
Hey!
Here's $20!
Hey.
$20! Hey. Your song's on Lunchbox, and go now. He didn't have his headphones on, so we had to cue him in. All right, nice job, Lunchbox. Woo! Eddie.
Oof, does not make me feel good about myself.
Oof, that's a tough one, huh?
Ugh.
Yeah. If his kids hear this, I'm like, Dad, let me tutor you.
Yeah, they probably will.
Bologna sandwiches for Eddie until he learns.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's Place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the boar's nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar's nest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I don't know, man. Rich people. It's just crazy what they'll do sometimes. Rich New Yorkers, for the most part, are getting bladder Botox. And this is happening in other states, too. Where you have to be in the car a long time. But they're so rich, they'll get bladder Botox. So they don't have to pee. So when they drive from, I don't know much about New York City. But when they drive from New York City to the Hamptons, which is where the rich people hang out.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have to stop and pee.
Wow.
So they get bladder Botox, which, like, if I'm correct on Botox, I think it like freezes stuff.
Well, yeah, it relaxes the muscle to where.
When I relax, I pee. That's the opposite of what this is saying.
Yeah, I don't know what it's doing to the bladder, but that's what. This is crazy to me. I mean, what a convenient way of life.
According, I need to get that for the show.
Yes.
We pee a lot.
Yeah, well.
I gotta go right now.
Amy does have to pee, but my problem is, and I think you guys would say one of my weaknesses as a boss and a leader is I don't have a lot. We don't have a lot of bathroom breaks. Somebody has to raise their hand and go, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. We'll take a little break. Because even at commercials, we're doing something else. Like we finish our little segment, we go to commercial, we're doing a countdown, I'm doing other commercials. And every once in a while, someone looks at me, sweat coming off their brow.
I got to pee, man.
And I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. Let's take 3 minutes. Everybody go to the bathroom.
You know it's bad when sometimes you're like, okay, we'll take a break in like 4 minutes. And then Ray's like, can we go now?
Yeah,
and
every once in a while. I'll be like, guys, let's do this 3 or 4 pages. We'll take a bathroom break. And you'll hear Ray, who rarely says anything except, I'm ready to work hard. Ray will go, hey, man, I'm going to go ahead and go pee right now. And I'm like, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, like, hey,
you know what?
Minutes.
Bladder Botox for everybody.
Yeah.
I end up buying it for all you guys so you don't have to go during
it's
the
like,
show.
Yeah, it's a work investment.
According to the doctor, patients complain about having to pee a lot during their long road trips. And they feel embarrassed that they have to stop and use the bathroom. And sometimes the bathrooms are places they'd rather not be.
Oh.
The men's procedure, which he described as quick and relatively painless, can cost up to $20,000.
What?
That's wild.
Oh, I thought.
And how do you get right to the bladder?
I was curious about that part,
like,
too.
Like, don't you have to cut in? If you're going to put a needle in the bladder, don't you have to cut in to get to the bladder?
Because I would feel like to get to the organ, because obviously if you're just doing it on your face, it's very superficial. And it's like, a little teeny tiny needle. But then your bladder, maybe that's why it's $20,000. It's way more invasive than we're thinking. So probably not going to get it for the show.
If you're rich, fine. I don't want him to go through the pee hole to get there.
No.
That's a long way, I feel.
And that's not
painful.
And then do we know down the line, is this going to end up messing up their bladders somehow?
Who cares? They're rich. They'll fix it. Oh. With a new procedure.
Okay.
Yeah. True. That's from Daily Mail. I read this story, and it was a bit concerning. This study claims that if you fall asleep with the TV on, which I used to do every night my whole life. You know, growing up, I never had a bedroom, so I slept in the living room, and the TV was always on. And that was comfortable for me the rest of my life because I just couldn't sleep unless the TV was on. And so I met Caitlin. She was like, man, this TV's tough. And she learned to sleep with the TV on, but I could tell that she didn't like it and it wasn't normal for her. And then I realized it wasn't normal for most folks. You guys don't sleep with The Office blaring or King of Queens at top volume.
Normally, no.
Yeah, so who here sleeps with the TV on? Morgan, you do.
Yeah, I still do every night.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, let me say the adios.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, sorry. Because
you're losing her?
Well, if you sleep with the TV on, it could bring on early death.
Oh, oh wow. That's terrible.
There you go.
Millions of Americans fall asleep each night in front of the TV, but a new study said that this can contribute to an early death. They say that they impact the ambient light on the health and sleeping habits of close to 1,000 people. The study found that those who slept with the slightest lighting and then you add the noise from the TV, it helps you with the diabetes, obesity, and hypertension. Like all the reasons those things come into your world and your body, all of that helps the growth of them.
So basically, I'm going to get really, really large and then die. Is what
possibly
it sounds like.
You can get diabetes without even being large.
That's true.
Yeah.
But yes. So TV on. That's why now I feel so good. You know,
because you don't do it anymore.
Hey, no more King of Queens. No more hypertension. You heard it.
Yeah.
All right. So there's that story. Appreciate you guys being here. We're talking about rich people getting Botox in their bladder because they don't want to have to stop and pee as they drive from New York City to the Hamptons and all this money they're paying to do that. And I have a couple nurses on. This is Amy, who's actually a nurse practitioner. So we appreciate you calling. You're a nurse practitioner in urology. Is that correct?
Yes.
Pretty cool. Nurse practitioners are the real deal.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you calling. And you do Botox into the bladder on patients at times? Is it for medical reasons mostly?
Yes. We use it for overactive bladder. And it's not the first line therapy. Typically, we start with medication. But if they fail meds, then we can move on to things like bladder Botox. So they even have like an implant that's almost like a pacemaker for the bladder now.
So then what about when people are getting it done electively just because they don't want to pee on a road trip?
We don't do that here, I will say. You do have to fail the medications and have documentation for that, but we do see good results. It does have to be repeated every like 6 to 9 months. It wears off.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how do you get into the man bladder?
So we go through, it's called a cystoscope, and it goes in just like a catheter.
A weenie hole? It goes in the weenie hole?
Yeah.
It does go in the weenie hole?
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll
pass. Yes, it does. Wow. As a nurse practitioner, do you ever go back and be like, yeah, let's get that pipe to go through the weenie hole? Or at this point, are you so mature and you've done it, it's like, we'll go through, what is it called officially?
Urethra.
Penis. No, I know it's called penis and urethra. What's the hole called?
Oh, well,
the urethra.
But the hole's called, no.
The You're
hole,
the doctor.
No. Hold on. I know the urethra, but the hole on top of the penis, the little hole. What's that called?
Is that a name?
The urethral meatus.
The meatus, duh.
I knew that.
Okay.
I forgot that from my medical training.
The meatus.
Got it. So you'll go.
Pretty regularly.
Yeah.
It gives us a scope into the bladder, and so we can find bladder cancer that way. If someone's having recurrent infections, we'll look in their bladder to see if there's anything going on there.
The urethra meatus.
Yes.
Urethra meatus. I need to know that because that's going to come up and I'm going to be able to use that in some conversation.
The fact that you didn't know it means it'll never come up in your life.
Never.
Ever.
Exactly.
No, you haven't noticed
it. I just run away from
up.
It. Yeah. I'll find a reason to bring it up.
Right.
That's why it hasn't come up. I haven't found a reason to dial it in for a conversation. I'm trying to remember how to say it. Meatus. Like meatus. That's how I remember things. Meatus. There's the pee-pee hole.
Like you would hate that. You hate this.
Instead of me drinking and me peeing it, meatus. And it can't, got it. It's okay. Now the urethra meatus.
Oh boy,
and I will remember that forever. But that's interesting medically. I appreciate that, Amy. And thank you for sharing that. And I hope you have an awesome day.
Yes, I'm a huge fan. I listen to you guys every day.
Dang. Yeah. Do you have kids by any chance?
I do. I've got a little girl named Josie and a little boy named Miles.
Okay, I appreciate this call so much. I'm going to send you my kid's book, and I'm going to sign it. It's called Stanley the Dog, The First Day of School. And if you will stay on hold, we'll get your address and the spelling of your kids' names so I can write a little message to them, okay?
Okay, and woo pig suey.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Me and my erythromiatus is over here happy about her call.
What? See, no, you're using
it
wrong.
I need to say it.
He's got to keep working it into his brain.
Okay, but that was weird.
At least one more time today. Yeah. All right, thank you, Amy. Have an awesome day.
You too, bye.
You're welcome. All right, let's go over and do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
These sentences are likely to intensify a disagreement with your partner. Number one, I feel like we're roommates.
Oh, yeah.
I've been married a year, right? So I'm still in. It's awesome. You guys have married a long time.
That's mm-hmm.
Anyone ever tossed out that I feel like we're roommates line?
I think I did it last week. I told her specifically, I feel like some days we're just roommates.
Mm-hmm. And I bet that's common, though, because you just go day to day. And all this, before you know it, you've forgotten to highlight or deliberately spend time together.
That's it.
I just feel like that's an easy way to define the current situation. Mm-hmm. So what else are you supposed to say?
Not we're roommates. I think you could say like, hey, we need to deliberately spend time together. Not focused on the kids, I would assume.
Okay.
I will say though, when I said that, she was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, right. I get it. Good analogy.
We should have never gotten together statement. Don't do that. Really my goodness.
Not good.
They should burn the house down. That's a bad one. She'll kick you in the urethromiatus.
I knew you were going to find a way.
What?
I didn't realize
I said it. It's such a natural part of...
Stop.
Next up. I'm sorry you feel that way because, and this is why, and I've been guilty of doing this. That's not a real apology. That's like, I said this and I stand behind what I said and it's the truth. And I'm sorry you feel you don't like that. I don't do that. And I'm wrong when I say that. I'm sorry you feel that way is not a good thing to say when you're not agreeing on something. If you're going to apologize, apologize. Or ask, hey, can you explain to me why you feel exactly this way so I can understand?
Can you say, oh, wow, I didn't know you were feeling that way. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's different.
Yes, that is definitely different. That's an apology. But if you're really not sorry, you either A, have to lie, or B, have to figure out why you're about to be sorry through an honest question. I used to say that and probably still do sometimes. I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, especially with that tone.
I know. Because I used to do this. I'm sorry you feel that way. And that tone was never worse. Yeah, that is not a good tone. Yeah, yeah. I never did that.
Oh.
Let's see. You always do this.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Don't use definitive always, every time, everything. Mm-hmm. Those are bad.
That's a tough one. Being general about things.
Yeah, forever.
Mm-hmm. More than that, I specifically say you've been doing that for 10 years.
Oh, you dial into
I go, 10 years you've been acting like that.
You pull out your journal, flip a page. All right, January 13, 2003, you did this the first time. You kept it up ever since.
Exactly.
That's how I wouldn't do that.
That's not good.
Yeah. Why do you walk away when we fight? I walk away all the time.
Yeah, don't walk away.
I do all the time. I hate me for it. I process differently than she does. She processes like a mature adult that can actually process in a conversation. I go, overload, need to go and sit by myself and figure this out, and I'll just walk away. And she's like, why are you walking away? I was in the middle of a sentence. Yeah. And I'm like, I must get to room to process. But that's not good. Don't even say that. Just say, hey, why do you feel like you have to leave right now? What about this is making you feel like you must abort this mission?
That's good.
You know? But although all these thoughts I'm having right now, I'm not in the middle of it, so I'm able to think freely.
Yeah.
When I'm in the middle of it, I'm like, oh! I sound like rascally varmint, like Yosemite Sam. Let's see. I have to do most of the chores. That fight. We do good right now on that. Again, we've only married a year, but we do good on splitting stuff up. And then I don't want to fight anymore. When you don't even care to argue. Like you're like, I'm not going to fight with you because it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. That's like when you don't care, it's a sign that maybe you don't care. And that could be a bigger problem.
Right.
Okay.
So that stuff, no, don't say it. But we probably say all of them at some point.
Yeah. For sure.
Huffington Post had that story. The next one, a food company has created a new vegan burger that claims to taste like human flesh.
Four.
Oh my gosh. What?
How do they know that?
Why?
My daughter was just asking what she's very curious what human flesh tastes like, and now I can get her this burger.
It's made from soya, mushrooms, and wheat protein, as well as plant-based fats and, quote, a mysterious spice mix. They don't know what the spice mix is, but yeah, how does someone know? Is there who? I want to know who it is. Yeah, I'll taste it and see if it's accurate.
Well, they had.
I need to investigate them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how do you know, buddy? How do you know that's accurate?
Right.
Yeah. Maybe they don't. They have people that don't like chew it. They just lick it.
They lick someone's skin and then
taste
it?
Well, to see the taste, like for study purposes. Or there's people that have had to eat other humans to survive.
If I lick a Hershey bar, it's not the same thing as eating.
That's right.
Or I would just lick it all the time. I just lick candy and not eat it.
Wow.
Right now I'm battling popsicle body. You familiar with that?
No.
Where you eat too many popsicles and all of a sudden your body's like. Because I had mouth surgery and I was eating like 10 a day.
Okay.
And I have popsicle body right now where it's all, I was so much sugar. Mm-hmm. So like my belly's a little poochier, but it's all popsicle. So I'm having to cut down a little bit to like one or two a day.
Which is crazy because you licked the popsicle. You didn't eat the popsicle.
No, I ate them.
Oh, you did?
Well,
you
bite it? It's like those Icy Pop things.
Okay. So
in
you
the package.
You crunch it.
So you bite down in a package and you bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to cut down. So I'm wearing the patch.
Okay. Good for you.
It's a popsicle patch. It just gives you a little popsicle.
At a time.
Yeah, so you fill in your system.
You can get through this.
Yeah, thank you. An Arizona grandmother helped solve her own murder by capturing the suspected killer in a photo. How do you think that happened? I'm going to read you the headline again. Amy, you'll go first. An Arizona grandmother helped solve her own murder by capturing the suspected killer in a photo.
Oh, before he killed her? She took a pic on her cell phone, and when they went and dug through her cell phone for evidence, they found it, and it had the timestamp, and it all matched up, and that's who it was.
It's pretty good because it's pretty close.
What was it?
That's what sort of happened. An Arizona grandmother and a food delivery driver, she used her final moments to help police catch her suspected killer. Mm-hmm. She was able to snap a photo of the guy that's believed to have shot her to death shortly after she had completed her last fast food delivery for the night. Police discovered that before her death, she had taken a photograph for some reason of a man sitting in his van alongside her vehicle. Like, she was like, let me just take a picture of this because it looks weird.
Whoa.
Rusty French, 62, is now facing charges in her death after investigators found the photo on her phone.
But why?
Yahoo.
Do we know why he shot her?
I don't from this story, and I don't know why she took the picture. I'm sure she thought something fishy was happening, and so she grabbed it, maybe to turn him in. Not to think she'd be murdered,
yeah.
But turn him in. But sad story because she died. Also pretty crazy story because that's how they got him.
Yeah.
And what was her phone code? Well, I guess she's old. They probably don't have codes.
I thought everybody had to have a code.
It's usually, it's she's got
iPhone
birthday.
Too. Yeah, she got an iPhone too.
But if it's an investigation and they've died, can't you get in?
I don't think so.
I don't think
they don't give you a code.
Yeah.
Supreme Court's been up to a lot of stuff lately. I don't think they've done that one.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they... That's also been a situation where... They have to like go through Apple and prove through a subpoena that it's worth them giving the code. And most times they don't get it.
Dang.
If ever. Maybe they give them some occasionally, but
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking maybe she texted it real quick.
The picture?
Mm-hmm. And then someone else had it.
Yeah, it was on her phone. Here's why you should teach your boys to pee sitting down. According to a urologist.
I haven't done this.
You haven't done this?
Nope.
This would have been the better story to fit in my thing.
Right. Fit it in now. Why not?
No.
Oh, dang. You missed it.
Mm-hmm. Myitis, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Urethromyitis. That's how I remember. That's my mind working there when I'm going, how did I say I was going to do this? You drink to pee, but it's the opposite. So it might eat.
Good job, dude.
Thank you. Peeing standing up is the go-to for dudes, obviously, but one expert has warned it might be better to take a seat when you pee. If you usually urinate in a vertical position, well, when you leave your clothes on, you get to do it quickly. You can do it anywhere, right, as a guy? You can go outside and do it.
Oh, yeah.
So, also, you don't have to sit on dirty toilet seats in the public restroom.
Well,
which
we
is
don't.
A bit,
we squat.
Still, though, we don't have to. We just stand. It's awesome.
Okay.
So, doctors say that pee sitting down could be beneficial because of prostate issues later in life. And without you always sitting down, it's not constantly pressing it, which over time could actually create prostate issues. It also allows you to pee with greater force than if you're standing up. So you push it out quicker. So that's from the New York Post. Would you ever teach your son, Eddie, to pee sitting down? Would you ever say that's the way to go?
I'd need a little more scientific research, but yeah. I mean, why not? If they say this is the way to do it, why not? He'll be the first.
Why not? Listen, in sports, Amy, in baseball, if you can hit from both sides, It's very valuable. Because
I am
if a left-handed, no, you're not. Yes, if a left-handed pitcher comes in and you can bat right-handed, great. If a right-handed pitcher comes in, you can bat left-handed, great. There's an advantage there. There's probably an advantage to being a switch hitter when you pee. I can do both.
It's the word probably, though. If you can take the probably out and say, hey, there is an advantage, I'd say, boys, we're sitting down, all of us.
I don't know. I live by probabilities. I'm pretty good with probabilities. Okay. The one thing you have to eat from each state, and they list it all out here. California, it's clam pizza.
Clam pizza?
No, it's tacos in California. Clam pizza in Connecticut.
Oh.
Clam pizza. Oof. Scrapple when you're in Delaware. I'm not sure what Scrapple is. I've been to Delaware a couple times. Very nice people listening right now in Dover. I don't know what Scrapple is. I played Scrabble.
Different.
Cuban sandwiches from Florida. Those are good.
Those are real good. We've had those.
Yeah, those are good. Lobster rolls from Maine. Pasties in Michigan. Ray, what's a pasty?
Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of crap thrown in a breaded crust. Potatoes, carrots, broccoli, everything.
Like a pot pie?
Yeah.
So it's like a chicken pot pie.
But you really only get them at gas stations.
And pastrami from New York. Now, if we went to your state, and I'll go around the room here, what would be the thing? I'll read to you what it says, and you can tell me if it's right or not.
Got it.
So Tennessee, which would be, I guess we just live here, but nobody's really from here, right?
Yeah, nowhere.
Right. Hot chicken. I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
In Texas, brisket.
That's it. That's what I would have picked.
You three are Texans?
For sure.
Yep.
Got to have the brisket.
Mike's from Texas, too. Michigan is pasties, but Ray, what would you say Michigan's food is?
Let's go with a sub sandwich.
Like a Subway or just a general?
Just a general. Yeah, there's tons of sub places that aren't the big names.
Hey, Morgan, they have fried chicken dinners from Kansas.
I don't feel like that's accurate. I feel like it'd be barbecue. Kansas City barbecue is pretty massive.
Okay, so the question is, though, the bigger Kansas City is in Missouri.
I mean, most people who consider it are like Kansas City because it's Kansas is in the name. So we just kind of own Kansas City.
In Arkansas, it says barbecue sandwiches. But I would go more like Southern, like chicken fried steak, like Southern, because as much as we like barbecue and make barbecue in Arkansas, and we do, we love it. There are places that do it better than us, like Texas, like Memphis.
That's right.
Like Missouri. But we'll rock some, eat a lot of this and get diabetes. Sweet tea.
Kool-Aid.
Fill it with sugar. Yeah, we'll rock it. So I'd go Southern, something like a chicken fried steak and fried okra. Yes, Amy.
Well, one of the coolest things I found after my dad died was he put together a list of each state and the food that he thought went with each state. And he was a food guy, a cook, and had restaurants, but he only made it to South Dakota. So I want to finish the list for him. So I need that article.
That's
so
cool.
I can like...
Just Google it. It's up there.
But where?
Google.com.
What should she Google, Bones?
Finally,
a
study names the most irresponsible driving states. And since we live in Tennessee right now, in Nashville, Tennessee is at number 2. Now, I looked at this. Tennessee was actually at number 25 or so until they factored in Amy. And now it's at number 2.
You brought us down.
Amy,
I'm not even listening to you.
I know. She's on her phone.
I'm checking out the foods from each state.
All right, that's from Fox 17, Nashville. All right, that's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
The next segment, Lunchbox bought lottery tickets for us again.
Come on.
He's got the results. I don't even want to ask you anything leading into it.
No one wants to clap.
But we could be really rich.
Yeah.
In the next segment. Yesterday, we won $16, which meant we lost like 86 or 84.
That's not good.
Right? Yeah. But we took that money and we put in more and we played. Which one last
Powerball.
Powerball.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, power.
I don't want to ask you if we won anything.
I'm not going to say anything.
We won anything?
Can't say.
All right.
Amy tried to ask me in the...
Oh, you already tried to get from
in the hallway. I just casually was like, did we win?
All right, we'll come back and find out if we're rich next. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Yesterday at this time, we found out we did not win the Mega Millions. We put in $200 as a group. I think we came away with $16. I thought we put in 100. I guess we had 100 tickets.
Yeah.
So we lost more than I thought. Mm. Okay, so we took that $16 and we all put in $20 more yesterday?
Yes. Yeah.
How much did you go to the gas station with?
So, I mean, it was $116, but I felt like, you know, instead of making it complicated, I rounded up to $120. I'm nice.
Oh, this is a lawsuit. If we...
Yeah, well, of your money?
I put $4 extra of my money.
Great.
Oh, boy.
So I get a bigger...
We must have won, and now he's saying that.
So let's just say I put a bigger percentage.
Let's just say nothing. We had agreement on the air, a verbal agreement. So we decided to invest that money. The pot was up to $365 last night, $365 million in the Powerball. So I have a clip here, Lunchbox. What do you need to say to set it up?
This is me walking into the gas station, and I see some tickets sitting next to the lottery machine.
Already printed out?
Yeah.
And that's a great news story. This sounds like something when we win, they're going to be like, the tickets were already laid out. Somebody went and didn't want them. Oh, this, we're going to win. Ready?
And I see those tickets, and I say, can I have those? Yeah, like.
Who are you blowing to?
Blowing them my way, like.
Oh.
Trying to get
them. You would suck your way. You blow away. And yeah, they would go away.
Yeah. I was trying to blow them up off the counter, hit the fan, the wind from the fan.
Okay. All right, we've done too much. All right, here is the clip.
Are you feeling like, are those the lucky tickets?
They've been right here all day. Everybody been saying no but you.
That's a sign, right?
Yeah, you're the first person that said yes. We've been trying to sell them all day.
And this is for tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So that's $12. So then I need 54 more tickets. But I need you, like, good, like, positive energy over there as you're pressing those buttons, because I need to be rich.
Do you want any power plays?
No, I don't want power plays. I'm not greedy. I am not trying to be greedy. Can you kiss those for me so I can have good luck? Ah, there you go. That was a great kiss. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, guys.
I thought we might get through that without cringe.
We were close.
Yeah, we were. And at the end, he's like, we lick it. So here's the news story. Someone is a whole lot richer.
Oh, my gosh.
Powerball says a winning ticket for $366.7 million.
In
Tena, Vermont.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
The jackpot had been growing since April 28th. The winner opted for cash. They'll get $208 million.
What in the world?
But there were other winners of significant amounts of money.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, Lunchbox, you went in, you bought the tickets. Do we have any money coming back to us?
Yeah!
Okay, I like it.
I don't know.
I don't like asking after this because it always is no pretty quick. Did we win at least $5.
No!
Oh, what did we win?
We won less than
How
five.
How much we win? $4. That's the $4 you get to keep because you put in more money.
Yep. $4.
That $4 was bad luck. It came back to us. The lottery was spitting that tainted money back at us, and that's why we lost.
Are we going to learn from this?
No, because I even had her kiss the ticket.
No, we heard that.
No, we heard that. That was gross. That's weird.
Why is that gross?
It's just weird to have somebody you don't know kiss anything. It wasn't about who it was or what they did. It's like you don't know her.
Yeah, but maybe she's a lucky person. She has good luck, and if she could rub some of that luck on the tickets, I mean...
I feel like we need a new strategy.
I feel like we need to stop playing lottery.
I agree.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you. It was fun.
Oh, man, dude. I felt like when the drawing happened last night and I saw it, I was like, man, I kind of let these guys down. Like, I felt bad.
Well, we know it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad you
realized. I think it is. $4. It's no coincidence it came back. It's a tainted $4. Our phone screener, Abby, loves to sing. She moved to Nashville to pursue a career in singing. Realized it wasn't for her. Pivoted. And now she works on the show, not just answering phones, but she does so many other things behind the scenes, also produces podcasts. Like, she's kind of killing it in this career. But she still loves to sing. And so she gets a call going, hey, come sing with our group. Come sing with our band. Be the female singer in our male-female group. 4 hours. A four-hour gig at the airport. At Ole Red, right? In the airport, Abby?
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd rehearse for 2 nights?
Yeah.
And you knew most of your songs?
I think most of them. Mm-hmm. There were a few I didn't really know, but so it would have been just, you know.
Flying by the seat of your pants.
Yeah.
But people also request songs, and so you're flying by the seat of your pants
exactly,
anyway to make tips.
Exactly, yeah, they request.
So you're going, yesterday morning, we finished the show. You're super pumped about it.
I'm so excited.
What happens?
So, well, okay, I've been dreading this update, actually.
Uh-oh.
Because it did not go, actually, as planned or as I had hoped. And I know you guys wanted me to bring in audio, but I did not. And there's a reason.
Go ahead.
Because it was actually canceled. The gig was canceled.
The airport heard her. National Anthem was like, no, canceled. No.
Okay, that's not right. Go ahead. What happened?
It was nothing like that. One of the guys just lost his voice, honestly. Like, he really
sick.
Did.
Well,
yeah.
That's why you're there to sing.
Well, that's only half the songs.
Right. Okay. It's a band we harmonize. He has his like lead songs, and then I have mine. So it would not have worked out.
So you canceled the gig. Is there another time you're going to go?
Yeah, we're going to reschedule.
But not yet. You don't know yet.
Don't have the date yet. No. But
I know what happened.
Were you crushed?
Yeah.
We're not being mean to her right now. Were you crushed?
I really was. I was so ready. I was gearing up, and then I got that text.
I'm very sorry that happened.
Thanks.
Let us know when it gets rescheduled, and we'll talk about it again, okay?
Okay, yeah. I'll let you know.
Do you have 10 seconds? I know you think you're sitting on something so funny, so I'm going to give you 10 seconds, and we're going to move on.
Yeah, the band was hoping we were going to say their name on air. We didn't say their name on air, so all of a sudden he lost his voice.
Well, that's not true, because they could have still played and made money. They lost money, or they didn't
Or did
money.
They play?
Without
they,
her?
Yeah,
yes.
I thought about...
Ding, ding, ding.
They did
you
not.
You thought about that, Abby?
Well, some...
What? Yeah, you got to think they were using...
Okay, go ahead.
There's no way she can get to the airport and find
exactly.
out.
She can't go.
In the back of my head, I was like, oh, this... Oh,
she drove
if?
By their house to see if their cars were there.
No.
No, someone did message me on Instagram. They're like, I'm in Ole Red, but I don't see you. It was just a single guy playing, so...
Sorry that happened.
Yeah.
You'll get them next time. I can't wait for the reschedule, okay?
Thank you. Yep.
Here is a voicemail from Jennifer in North Carolina that was calling about Abby's performance at the airport.
Really? It's kind of a good time, actually, for her to go be playing in the airport because right now so many flights are being canceled. So there's going to be a ton of people sitting around waiting for their flights. So I actually think it might be a really good gig for her. So good luck, Abby. Very excited for you.
So, Abby, what you're rooting for is this airline crisis to continue.
Yeah. So we have all of the people
until we get to your
there.
Next gig. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm sorry. Keep us updated, okay?
Okay. I will.
She's sad about that. So I posted a picture yesterday on my Instagram, which is Mr. Bobby Bones. And it's me sitting in Costa Rica in front of a mountain. We know we shot this while we were shooting Snake in the Grass, which will premiere on NBC on July 26th. I'm hosting the show. I'm very excited about it. And so I posted this picture, which you can go to now. If maybe you didn't see it. Maybe you did.
I thought USA. Same one?
Yes. So USA posted it because it will be on USA Network as well.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a picture of me just chilling. I remember taking it because we took some promo shots for the show. And a lot of people said that this is a really bad picture of me.
Hmm.
Like that I look ugly and my lip looks weird.
Why do they even need to comment?
No, that's weird.
Some people said my haircut was bad.
No, it looks fine.
I thought it was a pretty good picture. And then I started thinking, well, maybe this, let me ask you guys, because sometimes we don't know if a picture is good of us or not. This is the first thing I'm going to mention. What do you think? Eddie, good picture or no?
Dude, I think that's a great picture. Like,
Light on my lip makes my lip look weird on that side.
But that's okay. That doesn't, I don't see that and be like, oh my gosh, she looks terrible. The glasses look good. The hair looks good. Whatever you're wearing looks good. The scenery, I think it's an A+ picture, dude.
Really?
Honestly, yeah.
I started to think, maybe I do. It's a bad picture. I'm going to take it down.
No.
Amy?
I don't think it's a bad picture at all. I feel like maybe they're just not used to seeing you like, it's the way you're smiling. It's like almost like a
smirk.
Like a smirk, yeah, but not a bad smirk.
But that doesn't make the picture bad.
Right, that's what I mean.
Am I not a smirker? I'm ugly?
You're not. No.
Do I have an ugly smirk?
Nobody said that.
Ray, do you see it?
Nobody said that.
I'm looking at it now, the mustache thing. Yeah, the lighting was a tad weird, but
it's the sun. That's. I mean, yeah, it's not light.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that?
But other than that, that's how you look.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no. Ray, that's not the way to say that.
Bobby, crap, it's not the picture, it's my face.
It's just you?
Oh, no. So go take a look at the picture. There was a lot of them that are like, that's a terrible picture of you, just generally. And so that's up there. But if you guys say it's okay, I'll leave it up. And then secondly, I got this comment, and I don't usually focus on comments, but maybe they're right. This is a different comment. Tell me what you think about this. And it's still in my comments. I'm not making this up. It's right here. Just another useless reality show. I love you, Bobby, but I would like you to take on a project that is a real challenge to our country. You have a powerful voice. Use it. All these nonsense reality shows where people are just people and they're shameful, our democracy's at stake. And the country needs to focus on real issues that define our nation, not reality TV. That's what we got here. I think that's how we got here. Reality TV became a show, and now America's a reality TV show. I needed more. That was the post. And I don't disagree with a lot of these statements in here.
Yeah.
What do they want? What show do they want me to do that's going to fix America?
It's a lot of pressure.
And I got to pay the bills. And I thought it was a pretty fun show. I didn't know I was going to get judged for hosting it's more like a competition show than a reality show.
Yeah.
Just be fair.
And you know, you are hosting it. You're not competing in it.
Yeah, but competing would be awesome too.
Even if you were,
too.
Yeah.
Well,
make
$100,000.
No, their point doesn't, there's no even, but it doesn't even, I'm reading it now. I don't get it.
Yes,
understand.
I have a platform and a voice that at times can be powerful. I agree, and I should use it, and I feel like I do.
You do use it.
And I pick specific things to focus on. There are other things I'm passionate about and do behind the scenes, but if I am on the air going every day all the time, it just becomes white noise, and that's all I do, and nobody cares. But I position myself to have a few things that I'm publicly extremely passionate about, and we do them here. I have other things I'm privately passionate about, and I do them there. But the country needs to focus on real issues that define our nation, not reality TV. That ain't my problem. As far as like, what am I going to do? I'm focusing on issues too. But
so
I'm also hosting a competition reality show.
Play fun games anymore?
I guess not. Every morning at 7:20, we'll read the Constitution.
No.
And talk
no
about
more
how,
easy trivia?
Mm-mm. Easy trivia is now going to be reading different statutes.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, I can change fun facts to just things about mm-hmm. our country.
Mm-hmm.
Changing facts?
I can get political uh-huh. with it.
Yeah. We'll do the elephant hour and the donkey day
yeah.
or whatever it is. We'll just find alliteration. And I understand your point, but I think that's too big for me. I'm just trying to, one, pay my bills, two, do a good fun show people enjoy, and three, find things that I'm passionate about, like sick kids, because I was a sick kid in the hospital for a while, animals, because I have animals I love. There are things that I really work closely with here, and there are things I work closely with that I never talk about. And then I also do reality shows.
Right.
So, all right. But the picture's okay, huh, Mr. Bobby Bones?
Yeah, yes. Dude.
All right. You guys can be the judge, Mr. Bobby Bones up there. Hurt my feelings a little bit, but I'm okay. I bounce back. I'm like one of those rubber balls you buy for a quarter. You bounce once, you never see it again because it bounces so high. You lose it. That's how hard I bounce back, baby. Abby, I'm very sorry about your gig. Can't wait for the next one.
Yes.
And everybody else, hope you're having a good day so far.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Too.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Sarasota County, Florida. A driver was sitting in rush hour traffic, and she looks over, and she's like, oh my goodness, there's a car driving on the sidewalk. So she starts filming it, calls police, and says, hey, this car wanted to beat rush hour, so here's video. So police set up the next day, and the car did the exact same thing.
Thought they found a shortcut, huh?
Yeah, instead of sitting in traffic, went over on the sidewalk, and was just driving down.
I always feel guilty if I just go around someone sitting, because you can... I don't know if you can, and if you're not supposed to do this, this is just me hypothetically telling a situation here. If a car is sitting waiting to turn to the right, you can go around them on the shoulder, right?
Yeah, in the bike lane.
I don't like to call it bike lane.
Because it's for bikes.
Yeah, but like if a car is sitting and there's a light and it's going to go right, and it can't, you can go, can't you go around the shoulder?
Yeah, I don't know.
I do it.
Anytime I get on the shoulder, I freak out a little
bit. Well, me too. I'm like,
what? Like, I shouldn't be here.
Yeah, yeah. But not, I never do the sidewalk.
No, no way, dude. That's crazy.
Also, I feel like I'd break a wheel. I have a car.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it worked for a while, probably.
Yeah. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
They're already shooting fireworks in your neighborhood?
I don't know if it's my neighborhood, but it is near me, and I am annoyed.
That's awful.
10 p.m., unacceptable. If it's 4th of July, I get it. But we're not at the 4th of July yet, and I thought it was gunshots.
If it's 3rd of July, it's somewhat acceptable.
Okay.
I don't like it on the 5th of July. Anybody that has animals or kids, or if you're trying to sleep.
Mm-hmm, which in my case, I was.
Scary as crap. Or if you're going to shoot them, 10 o'clock's the out time. If you're going to tell me I can't call somebody after 10, we can't be shooting whistlers after 10 o'clock.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what happened at your house?
Nothing. I just woke up to, like, I thought, it sounded like a gunshot. But then eventually once I, because I sleep with a noisemaker, so once I turned that down and I could hear the, I realized it was a firework.
What you should do for next year, put this in your calendar, about June 1st, make your noisemaker be fireworks.
Oh,
and it gets you ready for it.
You're
and then once
it
hits, it's like it helps you go to sleep.
That's genius,
man. I can only
man.
Sleep to a thunderstorm.
I'm next level. Everybody else playing checkers? I'm straight up playing chess.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for today. I'm sorry that's happening.
No, it's
because that is very frustrating.
I'm sure other people are going through
it. Well, my dogs will not sleep when that's happening, and they bark the whole time. It is not good. The foxes aren't as bad at my house right now. I think a couple of them may have been trapped. We don't hear. I just know there are still a couple because I see them in the daytime running around the yard. They just live life footloose and fancy free at my house.
Crazy.
And so, but I don't see all four of them. And we had a guy come out to try to trap them, take them, and then release them. That's been the goal, but they don't tell us. They're just like, we'll let you know when we get them all trapped. But they did go, hey, we're going to need another $500 because we don't have them all yet. And so I wonder, did they maybe get them all and free a couple? And be like, we need another 500.
That's their tactic to make more money?
Or can they just not catch them all because two of them are like real smart? I don't know, but... Four of them, no more. I only see two, and Eller doesn't go as crazy. But man, when she sees a fox, because she's part hound, she doesn't stop. Just rah, 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 rah. High rate of barks. So yeah, we're dealing with that too. All right, we're done. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. On tomorrow's show, Scotty McCreary. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones
Show. Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.